Hi, folks. I'm JW. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from anger, alcohol addiction, and infidelity. Please, hey guys, glad y'all are here tonight. Please pray with me. Father God, I just pray that my story of grace, that how you saved me from my bad behavior, will be beneficial to anyone that hears it. And Lord, I just pray that I can get out of your way, and just deliver how you've changed my life, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I was born and raised in a small town in Central Texas, the sixth of six children. We lived outside any city limits on 20 acres, and I considered myself to be a country boy, although I observed the construction of Interstate 35 in front of our property during my childhood. My mom was a true homemaker and never worked outside the home. My dad was a self-employed auto mechanic with his shop less than 100 yards from our house. My dad was a hardworking man with no formal education. He taught me how to hunt and fish, how to raise a garden, how to work on automobiles, and how to drink alcohol. My dad worked hard, but he also drank hard. He loved my mother and we children, but I was not taught to respect women. My mother took us to church where I heard about God and Jesus, but with no Bible study or reinforcement at home, I never really learned what it all meant. After high school, Betty and I began dating. Life was good. I had a job, a car, and a girl. Then I had a draft notice from Selective Service to go for a pre-induction physical. I was a young man in good physical shape, so I passed with flying colors. This was 1966, and now I was faced with a decision to be drafted into the U.S. Army, where I would most certainly be sent to the war in Vietnam, or join another branch of the military service and take my chances. No member of my family had ever served in the military, and this was all new to me. I should have prayed for direction and discernment from God in making this decision, but I didn't know how to do that. In April of 1967, I was sworn into the U.S. Air Force. After basic training, I was stationed in Abilene, Texas, God's country. Betty and I planned a June wedding, and just 3 months later, I was sent to Japan for 90 days. I had a permanent change of station to Vietnam in December of 1969 for a 12-month assignment. Betty urged me to be baptized prior to my deployment in case I did not return from the assignment. I was tempted to obtain fire insurance since I didn't really change the way I was living. In the military, I was living a life far from God. Not to say there are no Christians in the military, I just didn't know any, and I was not drawn to the Lord. All the guys I knew, we were all very similar. We all drank alcohol, often to excess, and we all looked at pornographic magazines and movies. We were all very far from home in a combat zone and never knew what tomorrow may bring. We obviously did not know the man in control, which we should have been putting our faith. When I returned home in December of 1970, Betty and I had been married for 30 months, 15 of which I'd been on an overseas assignment. Military was not for us, and I became a civilian again. We moved to Austin, and life was good. We both had jobs and new friends. I did not attend church with Betty, and I continued drinking with my new friends. I was still not practicing what I had professed at the time of my baptism. We welcomed our first baby girl in June 1972. I really did not know how to be a father, but I tried my best with the training I had or had not been provided. 2 years later, we welcomed our second daughter into the world. I had been blessed with two healthy, beautiful children and had no idea where those blessings came from. In May of 1976, I was offered a permanent change of position in Washington, D.C. It would be far from home, but was a good career opportunity for me. I told Betty I was going to take the job whether she and the children came with me or not. It was all about me and what I wanted. I had no respect for her wishes or desires. She, as always, she stuck by me and we started our trek. We loaded into a 1975 Ford Pinto hatchback and headed east. It was August in Texas, and with no air conditioning in the car, the government allowed me 5 days to get to D.C., so we would get up early, drive our 300 miles, check into a motel by the highway, and hit the pool. Good times. Many of my new coworkers were single, and many were women. While Betty raised our children, I was often out with the guys. This, along with my drinking, led me to cheat on Betty. I was a horrible wretch, and I was not loving my family and leading them well. I sometimes traveled for my job, and there was often heavy drinking in the evening and sometimes other women involved. In 1980, my father passed away in Texas, and I did not get home in time to see him before he passed. This was the lowest time in my life. I felt guilty for not being there for him in the end. After my father died, I lost hope and did not care about life. I was not doing well at my job, and I drank heavily. I had 2 car accidents related to driving while under the influence of alcohol. The worst was regaining consciousness from a blackout as I rolled my car down a steep hill without a scratch on me. God was protecting me, and I did not even know him. The second accident involved an address for DWI when I decided to park in the middle of the highway off-ramp after hitting another car. Since this was my first offense, I took classes, and it never appeared on my record. No consequences. I decided it was time to move back to Texas. I failed to consider that the problem, me, would follow me there. Betty had to start her career over. She was always sacrificing for me, and I did not even care. It was always all about me, me, me. And when that didn't work, I got angry. We started attending church, but I never felt like I was called to do anything but to show up, pay up, and shut up. I was not following God and reading His Word. I still drank, often to excess, and I was not a good leader in my family. After a tragic death in our extended family, we met with a counselor who, among other things, suggested me and my family would be better off if I no longer drank alcohol. I committed to that and quit cold turkey immediately. I completely abstained from alcohol for over 2 years. In 2001, my oldest daughter and her husband invited us to Watermark. I began to hear the Word of God on a weekly basis and began to read and study the Bible. I was around men of God and family leaders. I came to realize that I had struggles and issues, that Watermark was a safe place to share those with others and to seek help. Betty and I went to re-engage Watermark's marriage ministry to work on and strengthen our marriage. Later, I decided to work on my own individual recovery from the sins I was struggling with. I came to Regeneration to seek wisdom and the support for coping with my issues. The first night I attended Regeneration, I was apprehensive that someone I know might see me there. Then I realized if they're there, it's because we both probably need to be there. I remembered that the pastor had said, there are 2 kinds of people at Watermark, those who have been to Regeneration and those who need to go. And he has also said, the healthiest people at Watermark are those who attend Regeneration. I was reluctant at first to share in an open group environment of men that I did not know. As I attended each week and heard the testimonies of others, I could see how God was at work. I heard how His grace and mercy changed the lives of those who leaned on Him and yielded to His direction and commands. I saw that other men had struggles similar to my own. I also heard about struggles very different from mine. Yet the main struggle for all of us was our struggle to walk with the Lord and to lean on Him and not on our own understanding. I had tried that for many years, and I was not happy with the results. Neither were my family or friends. Betty could see a difference in me as I spent more time in the Word and when we prayed together. After some time, I was able to get into a small closed group and bonded with other men going through the process. We shared our struggles and worked through the curriculum. I always knew that God loved me, and because of this thing, the things that I had been through and put my family through, I knew that He was watching over me. I was just too hard-headed and selfish to let go of trying to control things until I looked back at the havoc I had left in my wake. In step one, I admitted my life was unmanageable under my own power and began to rely on God's power and grace to restore me. In step two, I came to believe that God would fully restore me. And in step three, I put my trust in Him by accepting His grace. When it came time to do my inventory in step four, I struggled mightily to put all my sins down on paper, knowing I would be sharing that with my mentor. I searched deep within myself and through prayerful consideration was able to document my hurts and the wrongs I had done to many people. After sharing my inventory with my mentor in step five, we discussed it and made a plan for making amends to those I had harmed. In step six and seven, I repented from my old ways and asked God to change me and to follow Him fully. I made amends to those I could safely contact without causing future harm. I received forgiveness from those I had harmed and sinned against. I repented from my old ways and turned my life over to God. Through my acceptance of God's grace, I was becoming a new person. The old had gone away. I began to step outside of myself and shared my faith with others. God was using me to further His kingdom. I was thinking more of Him and others and less of myself. Using the JOY acronym with Jesus first, then others, and then you, myself, last. I was not sinless, but I was sinning less. And I was more aware of my sins when they did occur. I could more quickly ask for forgiveness from those I sinned against. God had done a great work in my life, and I thank Him daily for sending His Son to die for my sins and the sins of the world. After completing the 12 steps of regeneration, I was invited to apply for leadership in regeneration. I'd never really been a leader of anything or anyone. I said, "Really? Are you sure?" I surprised myself by applying and going through the training with the new curriculum. I have come to realize that God can use any one of us for His good purpose if we will yield to Him. I was paired with an experienced leader and co-led a closed group of 15 men seeking to follow God and serve Him. It was a great experience to meet with the men on a weekly basis and see how they grew in their walk with Christ. Many of the guys in my small group struggled with alcohol as I had. I shared my experiences with them and constantly reminded them that alcohol is not our friend. After a man drinks and then sobers up, the same problems he drank to escape are still there, and often there are more heaped upon them, the consequences of the drinking. I continue to take an inventory and review my life regularly to stay in step with the Lord. My men's Bible study group helps me accountable, keeps me accountable. During this time, I became a mentor to a fellow brother going through the regeneration program in another group. Because of the life change that occurred, I decided to publicly proclaim my faith in God and share how He had made a change in my life. I had been baptized as a young man, but at that time I was not following Christ, and that actually really had no meaning and did not change my life. While I was co-leading the small group, I was baptized in front of hundreds of people here at the Watermark Dallas campus. One of my group participants was also led to be baptized with me. God was truly doing a good work in my life. God has prompted me to be a leader in my family and also at Watermark. I'm currently co-leading a small group for the Summit Men's Bible Study at the Plano campus. I also serve on the safety team during the Sunday service. Betty and I are in a couples community group that meets to share our lives and study God's Word. I meet every Thursday night with a men's community group. Our leader refers to us as the Mighty Men in the Making, after David's band of warriors. I pray each day for God to change me and to use me for His good purpose. God has allowed us to help each other through some tough times with our men's group. We have been together through sickness and death of loved ones. There have been tragic loss of life, financial problems, job loss, divorce, and change of living accommodations. In John 16:33, Jesus says, "Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." I'm still a work in progress, and I'm often tempted by Satan to fall into the old ways. Yet by God's, through God's grace, I'm a better husband, father, and grandfather. My wife and I pray together often. We have good communication, and if my anger shows up as the old JW, she helps me see that, and I ask for forgiveness. I no longer drink alcohol or cheat on my wife. We do more things together, and I'm more considerate of her needs. I continue to build back trust that was broken by my many infidelities. I try to show the love of God to my daughters and their children through me. I can't relive the lost time when I was absent from their lives or present and not be a good father. I can only ask for their forgiveness from past sins and show them the change God has made in my life. I do struggle daily to stay in the Word and be a servant to God and to bring glory to His holy name. I now know that God has always had a plan for me, as He does for all of us. Those times that I was far from Him, He was always there for me. He protected me for myself many times. He is faithful and will never leave us. I share my salvation story with others so they may see hope in seemingly hopeless situations. I wasted many days in my life running after the things of the world. I sought comfort in wine, women, and song. I missed many opportunities to share the gospel with others, or at least to show others what a godly person looks like. I am so, so thankful that God never gave up on me. He is always there and ever faithful for all of us. If this is your first time at Regeneration, I welcome you, and I want you to know you're in a safe place. I pray that you will trust your life to Jesus and your Monday nights to the leadership here. Thank you for letting me share.